The restaurant Chez Panisse in Berkeley, California, is known for featuring local ingredients, produce from the lush fields of Northern California farms, artisan cheese from local farms, and world-famous wines from the Napa Valley and beyond. We'll now add to that list water from the East Bay Municipal Utility District. That's right, Chez Panisse has dropped bottled water from the menu. It's tap water only. A lot of restaurants are doing likewise for a day because today is World Water Day, but the famed Berkeley restaurant made the switch several months ago. Joining us is Mike Cosarienzi, who's general manager of Chez Panisse. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Thank you for
having
me.
What's wrong with fancy, expensive bottled water at Chez Panisse?
Well, the biggest thing is that it uses a lot of energy and natural resources just to get it to us. What we've realized is that shipping water from Italy and then trucking it to our restaurant is a pretty extravagant and somewhat wasteful thing.
Now, what if somebody says, I'd like some bubbly water?
What we're intending to do with this whole program is carbonate our own local tap water and then serve it to the guests at no charge.
So you're carbonating the water.
Yes, we have a carbonator.
And how does it compare to Perrier or San Pellegrino, whatever other waters might be out there?
Well, we were using a brand called Santa Lucia, which has the bubbles are relatively soft. And what we found with some of the local ones, such as, Calistoga, they're pretty heavily carbonated. And with this carbonator, we can actually control it, and they are a little more akin to what the Santa Lucia carbonation is.
Well, how many people have complained about the absence of bottled water from Europe?
We took off the bottled still water last summer, and I only had one person complain. And he was good-natured about it and said, can't you just keep one case for me so that when I come in, and I said, I'll tell you what, you let me know when you're coming in and I'll run across the street and buy you a bottle of flat still water and have it on your table.
This man has quite a palate, obviously, for,
yeah,
for water.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I thought one of the truisms that I learned from my brief career in food services as a hotel busboy many, many years ago was that everyone is making it on the drinks and that that's where all the margins are in a restaurant.
It's certainly true. You know, you can go to a restaurant and be charged $6, $7, $8, $9 and upwards for a bottle of fancy water. And we've never really charged all that much. I think we charged a little bit less than $5 for the liter bottle of water. It was also one of those things that we could pass on to our guest as a very simple gesture. So a lot of times regulars would come in and they were just given a bottle of water. So in general, I think we probably gave away as much water as we sold.
I guess just to belabor the water imagery, it was a wash, is what you're saying, in the way that
exactly,
you're,
yes,
way
it's
that
a
you
wash.
Were serving water. One of the intriguing aspects of this is East Bay Municipal Utility District water. If you go by the acronym, it would be East Bay
Mud. Yes, of course.
East Bay Mud.
And it's a great advertising pitch.
It really
But we've been, don't worry, we've been filtering it, so you won't get the East Bay mud.
Well, that's Mike Cosarienzi, who's general manager of Chez Panisse Restaurant in Berkeley, California.